What you need to know about protecting your skin while spending time outdoors this summer. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. The sun helps our garden plants to grow and thrive, and it's good for them, but the sun may not be so good for us.
I think gardeners always need to think about the issues with the sun and sun exposure.
That's Kansas State University Extension lawn and garden expert Dennis Patton. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, last year, half the U.S. population reported at least one sunburn, and an estimated one in every five Americans will develop skin cancer at some point. Now, most of those cases could be avoided by taking precautions in the sun to cut down exposure. Patton says gardeners like himself are prime potential skin cancer victims because they're out in it so much, and in his case,
my dermatologist told me the back of the neck and the top of the head are some of the worst areas for getting injury.
So it's not enough to just put on a hat.
Just wearing that straw hat or that ball cap doesn't help. And so you will find hats on the market that have these, what I'd call kind of shields that come down the back of the neck to protect the neck. And then also you want to make sure there's something that's protecting that top of the head as well as the top of the ear.
Even in the heat of the summer, if you can stand it, wear long sleeves. Don't wear shorts. And if you have to wear shorts or short sleeves, then invest in a good sunscreen and use it liberally. Patton also recommends sunglasses with UV filters to protect your eyes. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.